Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I've come back here because the texts that I've been getting from Gaza are bleak. Brothers and sisters, they're bleak. I asked one brother, what can I do? What can any of us do? Tell me what I can give the message to the people today on the demonstration. And they said, sister, one thing, we need your dua. We need every person that you speak to, ask them to pray for us. So I want to ask you now to pray, not just now, but all your prayers over the rest of Ramadan. Because from Ramadan 1, bombs have been falling on Gaza. And bombs are falling on Gaza now. They are killing Ramadan. They will kill Eid. And they are killing the Palestinian people, the Israelis. So please pray with me now. Ya Allah, we remember Gaza and we ask you to give the people their strength to endure what they must endure. Allah, you are the might, you are the beginning and the end. We ask you to turn the weapons of Israel on them that they may not do the damage they want them to do. We ask you to give the strength to the men in Gaza to resist and to be strong for their families no matter what comes. Allah, we ask you to make us strong and to remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And to bring us all, inshallah, to Al-Quds, Allah. All of us united in Al-Quds. Please, Allah, give the children of Gaza hope. Give the children of Palestine hope for a better tomorrow. And for them to know that you are there for them, Allah. I'd like us all to say Surah Al-Fatiha now for the women and the men and the children of Gaza. Join me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmani Rahim Malik Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in Idina Sirat Al-Mustaqim Sirat Athina An'amta Alayhim Khairul Maghdub Alayhim Walad Dalin Salawat!